Well, we have our lives planned out sometimes, don't we? And then we get some unexpected news that changes everything. That's happened to Pastor Robin Steele, the founder and lead pastor of Promised Land Church in San Marcos, Texas. And he's just written a brand new book called How to Be Made Whole. Pastor Robin, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Let's go back to 2001. Things were moving along for you as a youth pastor, a happily married one. What happened during that time frame that changed a lot of your world?
Oh, yeah. Life was great. My wife and I had just been married a couple years, and she just became pregnant. And so we were so excited. We were just looking forward to having a baby and couldn't wait. It was just awesome, you know, those ideas and plans you have for your first kid. And so we wanted to actually have a home birth. You know, my wife is very natural, organic kind of person. And so she was like, hey, let's have a home birth. And I was a little concerned about that, but she finally convinced me. And so we were going forward with it, but we decided to go get a sonogram just to kind of make sure everything was okay. And when we got into that sonogram room, the attendant just took forever, just kept going on and on and on. And finally, she left and came back and left and came back. And finally, her supervisor came and said, we're not seeing something we should see, and so we want to send you to a specialist. And so we were like, oh, man, why did we, you know, waste our time with this place? We should have just gone to, you know, a regular doctor. And we go to the specialist. The same thing happens. The sonogram takes forever. And finally, this very, very qualified obstetrician says, we cannot see your baby's brain. And we're looking. All we can see is fluid. There's a tiny bit of tissue of brain near the edge of the skull. And when he said that, our world just completely was rocked. We were stunned. We didn't know what to do. He said, you can have an abortion. At this point, it was 30 weeks along, so it would have been a late-term abortion. Or you can go ahead with the pregnancy, he said, and your child will be born with profound special needs. And so we chose life. And we just were praying about it, like, hey, God's going to show up. God's going to heal our baby. We found out it was going to be a girl. And so, man, we were just so excited and just believing, having faith that God was going to show up. And so 8 weeks later, the birth comes, and the doctor brings our baby up out of the womb. And we're having the greatest moment of birth. I mean, it's exciting. It's exhilarating. It's a miracle. But then at the same time, my heart just sank because I could see that my daughter's head was much larger than it should be because of all the swelling. And so they whisked her away to the ICU and did an MRI, and they realized that the condition was actually much worse than we thought, and that she was just going to live probably a couple months, maybe a year at the most, and just have absolutely, you know, no function. And they literally said, you can take her home and enjoy her. And so that's what we did. And that was 18 years ago. And we've been enjoying her ever since. She's still alive. And she is just a complete joy to be around. She loves to laugh and smile and have a great time. At the same time, she has profound special needs. And so she's in a wheelchair. She's unable to walk or talk. She's unable to eat by mouth, and so we have to feed her with a tube. And she just really requires 24-hour care. But at the same time, she's just an incredible person. Mm.
What advice do you have, since you've been there and through this, from your experience, would you give to somebody who maybe has gotten some kind of devastating news like that?
Our first response is we should ask ourselves, who am I and who is God? And that's like the very basic, deepest part of who we are, is our idea of who God is. And if that is centered around the truth of Jesus Christ and his power, then that is going to totally be the lens that we view everything else. And if that is, you know, if we're resting in our identity with Christ, then that's going to bring healing and peace no matter what the news is. God is still faithful. God is still able to do an amazing work in the midst of really bad situations.
The book is called How to Be Made Whole by Pastor Robin Steele, and the website is mademeaningful.com. Pastor Robin, thanks for your time this morning and sharing your story.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.